skin really needs, just like your body really needs, a lot of fundamental nutrition, vitamins, antioxidant, minerals. That's how we care for our body, and we should really do the same for our skin.
That was Kelly Chen. This is Marnie Salop. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, Marnie on the Move. Each week, I will be inviting interesting, innovative movers and shakers to join me on the show and share their story. You will discover and hear from thought leaders, experts, influencers, and entrepreneurs from the worlds of wellness, sports, beauty, fitness, fashion, and more. Marnie on the Move will feature an eclectic mix of people I know, work with, and think are generally doing cool things. On each episode, I sync up with my guests about life, career, and training, and showcase their expertise and story. On today's episode, I sync up with beauty industry veteran and branding expert turned skincare entrepreneur, Kelly Chen, founding partner of Fit Beauty. Her superfoods-infused skincare line has transformed some of our favorite juice and smoothie ingredients into a body care line of exfoliating, nourishing, energizing treatments. Fueled by fitness, both Kelly and Fit Beauty, Kelly sheds light on the inspiration behind her healthy body care line, her brand DNA, and on how you can keep your skin fit and healthy. I hope you enjoy. Today's episode is fueled by Sum Potion. I am such a huge fan of their super high quality tonic herbs, mushrooms, and superfoods. I started using these transformational foods and supplements around 2 years ago, and they have been serious game changers for my health, my energy levels, and even my sleep. Typically, I alternate between their Yin Power Potion and Ashwagandha for all things balance, Cordyceps if I'm feeling low energy and want to boost my workout, or Chaga when my immune system is feeling taxed. I simply add it to my morning coffee or smoothie, and I'm on the move. Sum Potion offers a variety of rejuvenating, restorative, and healing organic supplements and transformational foods. Head over to their website, sumpotion.com, and see for yourself. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Marnie on the Move on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Android. And of course, you can go to our website at marnieonthemove.com. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter, because we have some exciting announcements, deals, and giveaways. Thanks again for tuning in to Marnie on the Move. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today. Tell me a little bit about Fit and how you started your company and your background in beauty.
The initial inspiration, how we came up with this product idea, was we juice every day and we swear by it. We, you know, really study all these amazing superfoods, these super greens, the nutritional properties that are in these ingredients. So when we were developing the product, the thought was, oh my God, this amazing green juice that is packed with nutrition, packed with antioxidants. What if we actually put it on your skin? And I wonder, you know, what type of skin benefits would it yield? And, you know, the concept is actually quite classic. I mean, if you remember, you know, how our grandmothers or even our moms, you know, they would put cucumber on their eyes when their eyes are a little bit swollen. These things naturally have amazing properties that doesn't require a lot of chemical process to give you the benefits.
Right. I mean, I remember as a kid, I would create my own face masks out of cucumbers, avocado.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Those like really homemade products are truly amazing, right? They're actually so easy to make and it's not complicated. So that was the thought. So, you know, I started to do a lot of research because being in the industry for a long time, I have a lot of resources to different studies, to different raw material sort of research that I can look into. So I really wanted to know these things if you were to kind of package it in a way where it's, you know, shelf life stable. Because the challenge with these sort of ready to eat or you make a mask at home, the challenging part is you have to use it right away and you can't really store them because after 3 days it would go bad.
Right. And then like you don't have, you know, a lot of, it's hard to get distribution because a lot of the stores don't have the refrigeration and then you have to invest in refrigerated trucks. And
yep.
So then you can also just, you know, opt in to have e-commerce, right? But then
Correct.
It's like, you know, you have to have special packaging to ship it, mm-hmm. which isn't bad if that's, but if you're looking to have a big, massive brand, right. I think it's kind of hard to scale.
It's challenging. And I think even from a user experience perspective, it's challenging to buy something and you're forced to use it, you know, within 3 days and you can't, you know, kind of pace yourself. So, you know, we kind of took that into consideration because there are quite a bit of brands that does require refrigeration and we do see certain challenges with it. So our goal was to really use these natural ingredients. So our three products we launched with number one, which is called Hit Restart. The idea was to use these, you know, superfoods ingredients that you're so familiar with. So we have kale, spinach, spirulina, cucumber, and flaxseed. So those are the key ingredients that really provide the fundamental nutrition for your skin. But it's formulated in a way where it's shelf stable. So, you know, upon opening, it's 12 months shelf stable. So it's just like any beauty product that you would have, and then you can use it for at your own pace. So I actually started my career in the advertising world. You know, I've worked with a lot of different brands in the Fortune 500 company range, and in particularly in beauty was really kind of my focus. And ever since then, you know, I've always, you know, had a strong interest for beauty. And after the advertising world, then I started to wanting to actually going into the what we call the client side or the brand side. So I kind of started to work with a lot of different beauty brands from kind of a big range from the mass market brands and all the way to the prestige market brands. Like, so I've worked with brands like Ulla Henriksen, who is a part of the LVMH portfolio. And so really got a closer look at how Sephora as a retailer works. But I also worked with mass brands like Freeman Beauty, where they are distributed as CVS, Walmart, Ulta, so more of a mass market brand. So that's kind of where my background is.
So tell me a little bit about Fit.
So I was in the industry, like I mentioned earlier, for about 10 plus years. So about 2.5 years ago, me and my husband, who's also in the consumer packaged goods industry for all of his career, and we sort of sat down and we said, you know, we've seen a lot and we have known quite a bit. It's probably a good time for us to really kind of start something of our own where we can really build something that we're personally passionate about, something that we have complete control over, kind of like our own little baby. So that was about 2 years ago. Initially, it was just kind of a fun idea. We said, hey, you know, let's just start brainstorming. And, you know, what are we passionate about? What is something that we care about that we can kind of develop? So at the time, we've always been quite nerdy when it comes to like brand development and what we like. We always look at, you know, how brands do it, how they, you know, package their things. So that's kind of like sort of our DNA. But, you know, at the time we kind of dug a little bit deeper and we said, what's something about us and what's something that we truly care about that we want to kind of bring to market? So at the time we were sort of on this path of living a, you know, healthy lifestyle, which, you know, I know sort of everybody's trying to do that and everybody has their own sort of pace and ways. So we, you know, we would work out, we would juice, we'll read these health magazine articles and learn about what's the best way to diet, what's the best way to stay dedication to your workout and all of these things. And so, you know, we said, you know, this sort of healthy lifestyle passion is something we really want to instill in something that we create. And beauty, of course, was really something that, you know, we're both very familiar with. So we said, why don't we start a skincare brand that really embodies that healthy lifestyle that we have? And so that was the birth of Fit. So FYTT, that was the kind of the creative creation of this idea of staying a fit lifestyle. So it's inspired by the word FIT. And the thought was, you know, a lot of the beauty products and, or I guess in the beauty industry, they're really focused on very trendy ingredients. Everything is about covering what your problems are. Let's say, for example, you have a pimple, let's cover it. If you have dull skin, let's brighten it. So it's very sort of afterthought. So when we try to live this healthy lifestyle, when we're trying to really eat healthy, we're really focusing on the fundamentals, right? So if you already have healthy skin, why do you need a lot of these solution-oriented products? Your skin would just already be healthy and glowy. So then, and then really goes down to kind of the fundamental of our product philosophy, which is the skin fitness, the really skin health. So your skin really needs, just like your body really needs, a lot of fundamental nutrition, like vitamins, antioxidant, minerals. That's how we care for our body. And we should really do the same for our skin. So that was really kind of our philosophy towards developing product that has these fundamental, amazing properties that can give you healthy fundamentals at your own pace.
So how does kale and spirulina and these ingredients, how do they absorb into your skin?
Well, so it absolutely does. So there are quite a bit of studies to say anything you apply onto your skin topically, it actually gets absorbed into your skin surface or dermis, right? So when you actually, because I've gotten asked a lot, they say, well, when you drink these ingredients in a juicing form, it actually gets absorbed into your organs. And then, you know, a lot of the theories do say that, oh, well, when you actually drink your juice, it really affects your skin too. And absolutely, that is true. But now if you think about when you drink the juice, right, the nutrition, then it's first absorbed by your internal organs. The skin is actually the least amount that gets the nutrition actually gets to the skin the last. So the skin actually, the amount of benefit that skin does get, it's relatively lower compared to if you're ingesting these green juice. But if you actually apply to topically your skin, it's really focusing on the immediate contact of skin, you know, the skin sort of surface level and also the inner skin level. Without getting too technical, but the way to look at it is, yes, you drink juice at the inside, but then outside you also use the green juice, all these amazing nutrition, and to really kind of make it a well-rounded skin sort of wellness protection.
So, I mean, your skin is an organ.
Absolutely.
And so it works both ways. I mean, obviously, if you ingest, as you just said, a juice, it deals immediately, absorbs into other areas, and eventually it gives you a great complexion with fit. It's another approach and it's more directly affecting
and
helping your
skin. Absolutely.
So
it's sort of, when you drink juice, they said, you know, it's the drinking the juice inside out, but this is sort of drinking juice outside in.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely, the concept is very similar to, in you know, if you were to apply moisturizer or if you do anything you put on your skin actually absorbs that. So it's very, very important that you pick the right ingredient and you have the right healthy products for your skin to maintain that health.
That sort of inspires me to kind of rethink all of the beauty products that I use, or just as a nice addition. And then you have two other products that you're launching in the next few months.
Yeah. So the initial three products, they're green juice inspired. So we know that people don't just drink green juice. There are a lot of like fun juices that people drink. There's people love berries and people love orange juice. And sometimes they add really amazing superfoods ingredients in it. So one of the product is berry inspired. So in there we have acai berry, we have blueberry, we have beetroot, we have raspberry and grape seeds as the exfoliator. So that is going to be our sort of purple fun green juice. And that particular product is specially designated for people that have more sensitive and drier skin. So these amazing ingredients in there actually has more nourishing property, actually moisturizes your skin a little bit more than the green. So that one is a really fun one. The smell is amazing and it's purple. It really just feels like you're applying purple grapes and berries on your body. So that one we're actually looking to launch a little bit before fall. That, you know, sort of for winter, really fun one. And the other one that we're launching in spring, so we're looking at around April time, is the what we call the Boost Energy. So that one is formulated with ginger, carrot, orange, celery, and apricot seed. So that one is an energizing formula, and it's for normal skin. The purpose of it is to help with blood circulation. So it really kind of wakes your skin up and energizes it, so it can renew itself a little bit
faster. These are all body scrubs, but you can also use it on your face or
yes,
no.
You can absolutely use on your face. So these are actually, if I can elaborate a little bit more. So these are what we call a I call them more than a body scrub. So I call them a scrub treatment. And the difference is most scrubs and most exfoliators, what they do, the main purpose is to exfoliate. So it's to get rid of dead skin. And we call them body scrub treatment is because all the amazing nutrition's in there actually does a lot of skin maintenance. So it's sort of a two-way process. In order for your skin to absorb amazing nutrition, it needs to be exfoliated. Your skin pores needs to be, you know, it can breathe. The first step is always really scrub yourself down with the exfoliator. And these exfoliators are natural, you know, flaxseed, grapeseed, and Africa seed. You apply onto your skin, you scrub for about, you know, a good minute and a half. So you feel like your skin is smooth. What you can really do is continue to do it for another minute, because all the nutrition in there, like the kale, spinach, spirulina, they actually have an amazing nutrition. If you go beyond a minute, that's when the nutrition can really go into your skin.
So that's really interesting, because I did not realize that. And I think that it's good to know if I'm using the product and I'm in the shower, I'm just using it really quickly, using it more as an exfoliator or as a body scrub. And I think talking about like how long you should leave it on for.
Yeah, you're right. People will use this as a body scrub, and they're a great exfoliator. Actually, the amazing benefit really comes from the sort of the long-term benefit when you actually use these more than a minute, you know, go up to 3 minutes, where you really allow these nutrition to go into your skin. In the long term, you really can see your skin feeling and looking different.
How did you come up with the design for the packaging?
Thank you for asking that question, because I get very excited to talk about brand and marketing and packaging. Initially, when me and my husband, we decided to move forward with Fit, we, you know, coming from our background, we like, well, how should it look like, right? How it has to look different. You know, after the agency side, when I went to the brand side, my main roles and responsibility was in product development and branding. And that was sort of, you know, where I kind of developed my skill sets. And so what I do a lot on a daily basis is to look at market landscape. I look at so many different brands. I look at what's unique about them and why do they do a certain way. So I did the same exercise when we were coming up with Fit. And I looked all across all of the beauty brands. And I said, you know, if I walk into Sephora, what would be something that I would do differently? So most of the beauty brands, to me, the approach tend to be more feminine and tend to be a little bit softer, right? That's, you know, it's beauty, right? It should be, you know, that sort of girly, romantic, and it's fun. That's the market. But I thought to myself, there is this, you know, I don't call it trend. It's sort of this sort of emerging way of living, this sort of healthy lifestyle where, you know, there is a strong group of people, and then they're getting bigger and bigger to live that sort of active, dynamic, healthy lifestyle. So you see that, you know, you see that in the fashion world, mm-hmm. and you see that in the wellness world, right? You see mm-hmm. Lululemon, you see Nike, right. You see, you know, the embodiment of the creation is very active. It's like, you know, let's live an active lifestyle. Let's go out. Let's not just stay in. So, you know, while I'm in that world, right, that's what I do. I try to work out. I go to the gym. I see a little bit of a disconnect from that in the beauty space. And I said, well, the beauty people, they're not different people. They do also live a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, long story short, you know, our thought was, why don't we create like a Nike meets Lululemon?
Right.
You know, seeing a sea of the typical, I would call them, and not bad, but they're just, you know, more of the usual approach of beauty brands. We wanted to create something that really captures the activeness and the dynamicness of, you know, sort of like a Nike Lululemon in the beauty space. So Fit was sort of that creation of the active. So we have like three DNA words. The first is healthy, and the second word is active, and then the third word is dynamic. So again, it's sort of, you know, when we quickly introduce ourselves, we're like, this is the Nike meets Lululemon in the beauty space. It's what Fit, Fit's brand and marketing is all about. So from then, we have these three DNA words. We started to really elaborate more on what each word means. How do we want to creatively express these words? So we started to put together a mood board, the images that inspire us. And then we actually hire a creative agency to actually start at the creative packaging development process. If you go to the website fitbeauty.com, you can definitely tell that the colors are a little bit bolder. The colors are very active. The models that we pick definitely portrays a very active, healthy lifestyle. So that's sort of like the foundation of our brand.
And what were your three words that you picked?
The three words were healthy. That's the first word. So healthy to us means, you know, healthy foods, green vegetables, fresh, natural, nurturing. And active is the second word. So active for us means, you know, fitness, activities, exercise, and this sort of sense of accomplishment. And then dynamic is the third word, is really kind of our feeling about living this confident life, a strong sense of self, a strong sense of style, and then, you know, this sort of colorful and aliveness to the brand. So these three words.
That's great. I feel like this is turning into more of like a brand conversation. You also have parameters and a philosophy around the products and ingredients that you use.
Yeah. You know, for us at Fit, we really focus on the word healthy. And what does healthy mean to us?
Okay.
Healthy means that we use ingredients that are strong, in doses of antioxidant, vitamins, and minerals, right? So those are the things that we know, because that's what we consume in our daily lives, that are good for you. They're actually fundamentally good for you. And so in our formulation process, we, you know, every ingredient that we use they come from a lot of data to support it, because, you know, they would say like parabens, you know, there are a lot of studies that shows that has potential cancer linkage, you know, that could cause potential illness. There are a lot of data. So it gets more complex than that. So all of our ingredients that are in our formula has gone through all of that. Every single ingredient has lots of papers that goes behind it for us to say it's actually healthy and doesn't have any sort of, you know, potential linkage to any sort of potential illness.
Right. So like on your website, you have the FITS 10 free no toxins promise. So, I mean, that's a really great philosophy that you have around your brand and your ingredients.
Absolutely. There are actually a handful of ingredients that has, you know, studies. It depends on who does the studies. They call it the potential linkage, right? That are controversial, right? So we've spent a lot of time, me and my formulation team spent a lot of time picking out these ingredients that have strong potential linkage to the sort of what we call the toxin type of ingredient that have been in our beauty products for decades. So, you know, we wanted to really go above and beyond. We know that our consumer base are very health conscious, and we know our consumer base do whatever our best to continue to learn how to live a clean, healthy lifestyle. And so these 10 were the top sort of potentially can be dangerous ingredients that are in our everyday skincare. And we made a pledge into never to formulate with these. Now, some brands, they formulate with them because it's cheaper to formulate with.
I was just going to ask you, because you've been in the beauty industry for so long. I mean, and, you know, I've been a consumer and worked in beauty here and there throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And until probably the last 5 years, I never really thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, in the beauty in the industry, you know, back in the 50s, back in the 60s, they don't have a lot of studies. So they would just use these ingredients because that's what makes products stable.
Back when smoking was good for you.
Correct. Exactly. Oh my gosh. I just started watching
and sitting in the sun with a reflector.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's crazy. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and I don't, they, you know, they didn't know. And, you know, a lot of it's from a cost standpoint, and it's a lot of these ingredients are very, it's easier to formulate these, to make your product stable because they're more chemical based, right? So if let's say, so one example I give you, let's say, you know, if you formulate with paraben, right, it's actually a preservative. It's very easy to stable a formula if you use paraben. And that's why back in the days, people use paraben. But see, right now, let's say, you know, we're banning paraben. So what brands need to do is they need to find a substitution, a different stabilizer to preserve your formula. Therefore, you know, it's harder to formulate. And the brands now need to be very creative, and the development time will take much longer because you're looking for alternatives to something that's, you know, has been industry like easy to do. So, you know, our formula was like a year and a half in the making. You know, it wasn't stable in the beginning because we cannot formulate with this old school stabilizer and preservative. We have to really look for things that are truly, you know, known harmful, they're healthy for you. And we've done it that way. So that's our sort of 10 promise to really make sure that our formulas are good, they're effective, but they're not, don't have these sort of controversial ingredients in them.
Excellent. And then of course, like no animal testing.
Absolutely. No animal testing. And I mean, I get really passionate about animal testing, but now that has a lot, that's kind of like a bigger, you know,
yes,
beauty topic too. And yeah, but absolutely. We're all about, you know, safe and care for the environment and, you know, healthy products for you.
Yeah. How does it feel to go from the agency side and developing strategies for clients versus having your own product and now you're the client?
It's so, you know, the process is actually very similar because you're kind of doing a lot of analysis, you're doing a lot of creative thinking. But, you know, on the agency side, yeah, you're working, you're answering to a client, right? You'll make your proposal, but, you know, the client ultimately has the yay or nay. And, you know, oftentimes clients, you know, because they know their brand so much and, you know, they become the filtering to say, oh, this would work and this wouldn't work. You know, I loved my agency time because it was so creative and it's so sort of fast paced and you're, you know, sort of like we're pitching to the client. We hope they like it. And, you know, it's that sort of adrenaline rush. Now you're on your own, you know, everything, it's your own baby, right? So, you know, and your everything is tied to your budget. You know, the budget, you know, the sales number, you know, everything. So it's like, it's very nerve wracking. But at the same time, you have a say in everything. And you said, well, this is my baby. I want to grow it this way. And it's a very empowering process and it's very exciting. So it's like, you know, back in the days you work and, you know, you can, you know, you're young and you can work like 10, 12, 14, 15 hours, then that's fine. But you get tired, right? You're like, oh, you know, after 5 years, you're like, oh, do I really want to do this for the rest of my life? But now you're on the brand side. This is your own. Like I work all the time, but I don't feel it.
Right.
Like I get tired, but I'm like, well, you know, I can work a little bit more. Like on the weekends, I don't mind working.
Right.
And, you know, because you're kind of building your own baby, so growing your own baby.
Where do you spend most of your time and energy from when you started? Obviously, it was more the product development, packaging, and design. But now, when did Fit start launch officially?
So we launched officially in June of 2017.
Okay.
So it's about a little bit more than a half a year. And so most energy in the beginning was we started with product development and branding at the same time because product development takes a very long time. So we have the concepting down and we start working with formulator. We start getting all of the ingredients. And then once the formula is approved, then it needs to go through testing. So the testing itself takes up to 8 months. So you have to, there are different testing. You go through like stability, compatibility, make sure the formula actually works with the packaging itself, that they're compatible with each other. So that's the formula side. And then the branding side, we basically started to, you know, have our DNA words and what does that mean? And then mood board. And then we start working with agency to really kind of see how it actually look. So that kind of happened at the same time. So that was like the beginnings. 1 year was really just focusing on brand packaging and formulation. And then since we launched was really kind of really understanding the market, you know, the website, you know, how our consumers interacting on our website. And then it's the social media side, right? Like how do you start to develop a personality for your website in terms of, you know, people interacting with you? So it's like Instagram, you know, we started our blog, like what do we really believe in? We're still early in the process. I mean, you know, Instagram itself, it's a crazy monster that, you know, to tackle. But right now I am, majority of my time is really sort of in that brand, you know, sort of marketing process where Instagram's a lot. How do we create more brand videos to really make sure people understand what our brand stands for, how to use the products, and getting consumer feedback. And I'm in process of developing our new products. So anything beyond the purple and the mm-hmm. orange, we're looking into developing that right now.
So you'll have three products by fall 2018, and then you are already starting the next like round of products that you're going to launch.
Correct. Correct. In the coming weeks, we're kind of finalizing our details. We came up with this concept. It's called the 10-day skin fitness challenge. So this is sort of, you know, combining, because skincare, people don't really think about fitness, and because of our brand fit, we really want to make it a like fun and creative way to use the Hit Restart. So we said the 10-day challenge is not a lot. It's a very fitness concept. And, you know, usually fitness minded people love these sort of challenges. Like you do squat challenges, you do like, you know, burpees challenges. And so it's basically a schedule where we actually provide a schedule. And we said, you know, these are the days that you would exfoliate. This is how you would do it. You don't just exfoliate, you actually do a treatment, right? So it's, you know, definitely about 3 minutes, mm-hmm. work on your problem areas, or, you know, today, like you actually do a little bit of a light facial exfoliation. So anyway, so it's kind of a campaign, right? We said this is a 10-day fitness challenge, and we have a little program sheet where we said, hey, if you're an influencer that are interested in participating, we'll send you a product. And, you know, we would love it if you can, you know, share your fit experience. And if this is something that you do feel like it's working and you like the product, then this is, we would love for you to even either write us a review or do a posting.
That's so smart. Yeah, that's very smart.
Yeah, yeah. We wanted to make it a little bit more engaging. So it's not just like, hey, a
like,
product.
Like, hey, post a and, picture
you know,
of
in,
a product.
In our sheet. Yeah. Exactly. Because that work. It doesn't work that way. Consumers don't shop that way. And we really want influencers to really actually use our product. And there we have, you know, more information about the actual product, right. Why we call it a treatment. You know, we'll educate our influencers why this product is unique. And so we're, you know, in the process of sort of implementing this, and we're hoping that it really work. We actually tested out with, you know, a couple of brands I've worked with in the past with similar sort of approach, and it has really worked well.
I've seen it work with brands that we've worked with. I mean, I'm always on the other side of this conversation, mm-hmm. literally and figuratively. As a marketing PR, we do a lot of PR, and a lot of our PR has sort of shifted from just traditionally pitching editors to also reaching out to influencers. But one of the things that, you know, that this is a huge advantage for you as a marketing person mm-hmm. and a brand strategy person, it's that you understand like that you can't just like, it's the same thing with launching a product. Like you can't just like put something out there. Like you can't just like send people something. Like you have to have an interaction. Like,
right.
And then you have to have an ask. And we've, you know, if you don't ask and you just send and you don't follow up and you don't have a relationship, then there's no transaction, no conversion. And
absolutely.
So a lot of what we've been doing is sort of like working with the buzzword is micro influencers, but just like people that we know that are in certain markets that, you know, we know we can say like, okay, we're going to send you this product because we know you like it. And, you know, here there's some great graphics, or here's, you know, some images or hashtags, but also can you review it on our site, or, you know, can you, you know, talk to us and try it and do a focus group, or, you know, all kinds of things that make the influencers feel like they're part of your brand and like they want to talk about it.
Absolutely. You're so right. You're so right. Yeah.
I love how you use the word fitness when it comes to skincare, because skincare is often referred to as routine, and fitness is obviously also a routine, but
yeah, thank you. No, you're, yeah, it's your skin fitness. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, when we're, you know, every brand, quote unquote, has like their, you know, target audience. And I think what we're trying to differentiate ourselves is, you know, we're a beauty product, but I do feel like there's a huge market in the fitness space where, you know, there are so many fitness minded individuals that are looking for products that resonate well with them in terms of their lifestyle. And, you know, beauty space needs to go above just the natural, just the organic from a branding standpoint, right? Because the natural organic just has that, this sort of, you know, very peaceful feel, like very, you know, it's not, yeah, like the fitness in the fashion space is like, look, it's energy. Like it should be fun. It should be energy. It should be all of that. And, you know, we really want to bring that out of the beauty space, like, and sort of like bridging a gap a little bit, because I do see a gap between the fitness space, you know, and then the beauty space when, you know, when a health minded individual, it's well-rounded. It's like, well, I shop at Sephora, but I also go to Lululemon, you know, and I also, you know, go to SoulCycle. Like that's my life. That's my well-rounded lifestyle. And I think a brand needs to come in and represent that.
And that's what you're doing with Fit.
Right. Exactly.
And speaking of fitness, just generally living a healthy lifestyle, but what's your go-to workout?
You know, me and my husband, we talked about this a lot and we said, you know, our workout is really, or at least, you know, now that we have such a busy life and it's so stressful, the way that I approach our workout, it's the body and the mind. It's the balance between the body and the mind. I used to run a lot and run, you know, I do lots of like half marathons. I don't do full marathons because I think that's too, you know, it's maybe a little too extreme for my body, but I do a lot of half marathons. And that's how I sort of relax from a body standpoint. I run a little bit less now because I do want to incorporate a little bit more of a mind to it. You know, maybe about like a year and a half ago, I start to be a little bit more balanced. And I do a lot of at home videos. So I actually right now I'm doing this app called Freeletics, and it's definitely cardio, and it's definitely, you know, like sort of very efficient workout. 40 minutes and you definitely feel like you get a workout in. That's when I'm super busy. And, you know, I just need to get a workout in. I can just go downstairs and put my little mat on and, you know, I can do my workout and I'm ready to come back to work after that. But I definitely mix it with yoga too, because that's where my mind needs to relax. And I, you know, my mind part, do the run and I do the yoga. That's where I kind of get out and let my mind like relax a little bit. So definitely, you know, a little bit of everything.
So do you have a half marathon coming up?
I actually don't. I want to get back into it. So right now because still like marathon still requires a lot of training.
Where can people find you online and on social?
So right now, fitbeauty.com. So it's FYTTBEAUTY.com. It's where you can purchase our product. And we are in discussion with a few potential retailers online. So that's coming soon. So once everything is finalized, we'll definitely announce it. And on our social media, on Instagram, we're at FYTT Beauty. So that's where you can find us. And we also have our blog. Facebook is also at Fit Beauty. All right. Thank you so much for your time. This is really fun. All right.
Well, I'm so excited to see like how your brand evolves over the next like few years.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for giving me this opportunity for me to nerdily talking about all the things I'm so passionate about. So
awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks again for tuning in to Marnie on the Move. Head over to our website, MarnieOnTheMove.com, and subscribe to our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Android, and more. Also, sign up for our newsletter. Just scroll down to the bottom of the site, to the bottom of the website, and hit sign up, because we are gearing up for some really big, exciting announcements, deals, and giveaways. Thanks again for tuning in.